views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Edge of personal, social, and global transformation. The Dr. Julie Show. All Things Connected is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, hello, welcome listeners. So glad you turned into the Dr. Julie Show today. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. Hey, stay with us for this next hour as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts here helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine a campaign designed to disturb the peace in a beautiful and powerful way. Imagine creating a new culture around beauty with a different definition, not a media-induced definition, but beauty defined by whole self qualities, not the eye to nose and bust to waist to hip ratios. Imagine standing tall as is and getting on with our lives in our most authentic, organic, spiritual nature, our true essence. Just imagine that. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. I invite you to open your mind, connect with your heart, and expand into your highest potential as I introduce our guest. She said, enough of the impossible standards, enough of the ideal image, and most of all, enough of not feeling enough when it comes to your own beauty. This is Robin Rice I'm speaking about. She's the creator of the worldwide Stop the Beauty Madness campaign and president of the campaign sponsoring company, Be Who You Are Productions. She's also the founder of the 50,000-member Awesome Women and the Body Beautiful page on Facebook. In 2010 and 2011, they collectively completed a music video tour titled What the World Needs Next. The positive music videos were shared around the world, and the weekends creating them explored emerging models of generosity and generosity-based commerce and a new online community of women gathering on Facebook and other places. She's also created YourHolidayMom.com, which offers letters to LGBT youth who do not have a mother's love and support over the holidays. I love Robin. She is an internationally published author and mentor to world-level leaders through the Rainmaker Consulting, changing the lives of people who are changing the world. And she teaches a yearly online apprenticeship in soul mentoring and offers a small business mentoring program. Robin has traveled the world to study indigenous leadership from a wide variety of traditions, and these themes are the background for all of her work. She's a self-proclaimed social change artist. I love that, and it's true. And she offers a social change project every year for free. Robin, welcome.
Thank you.
I am so happy to have you here.
I am so glad to be here. We've known each other a while.
We have, and you know, a lot of what I've already spoken about, I've just been intimately involved with, and I've just loved every minute that our juices resonate in that same field, so it's so nice to have you here. Hey, I can't wait to talk about Stop the Beauty Madness and what that really means, but before we do, I really like to give our listeners different perspectives of unity consciousness and what this is really meaning of these shifts on the planet right now. And so it's tradition here on the show to ask, What does all things connected mean to you?
Wow, that's such a fabulous question. You know, my first true answer is, to me, that it's obvious. To me, it means that every single thing is touching something else. Every single thing is in some way touching every single thing through all the different pieces of the puzzle. And so there's this gorgeousness of our connection. And there's also the challenges of that connection, because there's a lot of the world that's not in a great place. But we're all experiencing it all, and we're all somehow connected to all of it. And again, to me, that's just a given.
Mm. Thank you. And there's a beauty to our connection. I really appreciate it. And you are doing some amazing things in the world, and I just have to thank you on behalf of all of our listeners for all the ways you bring this social change to our attention and really in creative ways. So you just have launched the Stop the Beauty Madness campaign. And before we go into what that is, let's define the problem. So what, help us understand, what is beauty madness? Why madness? And where did this come from inside of you?
Well, I would have answered that question at the beginning of this, you know, journey differently than I would answer it now. You know, the beauty madness is the fact that virtually every woman I meet, I can't think of one that has not faced serious self-doubt and low self-esteem issues and challenges in regards to their beauty. And this is built into our culture now. It's not an individual person's problem. It's not a weight problem. It's not an attractiveness problem. It is a cultural problem that we have now put ourselves out there with so many beauty images and such a narrow definition that virtually no one can meet, including the top models. They have to be airbrushed and they have to be, you know, dieting to the extreme. No one can meet the standards, and yet it's an accepted standard in virtually every woman's mind. So that's madness. And the inability to get rid of it, the inability to say, while I'm a smart woman, I don't need to worry about that, and yet have it creep up every day. That's madness.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I just have this deep compassion today, and I'll go into that later in the show. I hope everybody stays around, because this is really moving me, and there's energy that's just in the field for a lot of people today. But this madness, when we put it into this cultural form, where do you think it came from? I mean, I'm happy to have the technology that airbrushes and makes beautiful artwork and other things, but here we have this media bombarding us with these images. How did we get here as a culture?
I think there's a lot of things that brought us here. First of all, it's normal for us to desire beauty, to especially women, and I speak mostly to women because I don't understand a man's perspective, and I didn't feel like I could write from a man's perspective, so I'm going to talk about it from a woman's perspective. And I do think it's similar in some ways and different in others. But, you know, we started out with this natural desire for beauty. The artwork, the beauty of the ocean, the beauty of the sky, the beauty of each other, what we're attracted to. And that's natural, and we're always going to have that. What happened was that, I mean, if you can think back to all the way back to when you probably saw your first commercials as a kid, those commercials were always an ugly, unhappy, frumpy, dowdy woman with a messy house buys a particular product and within 60 seconds becomes a beautiful, teeth whitened, hair coiffed, thinner, everything in 60 seconds because of this one product, right? And what we found as a culture is that sells. Whether we like it to or not, it sells. And so as marketing has taken over, as we have become a capitalistic society that has no bottom line besides money, then it doesn't matter if that's actually harmful to us. It only matters that it sells things. And even though, because of our innate desire for beauty, we're in some ways, there's not much we can do about it, because when we see it, unless we're super, super, super careful as we watch it, which very few are, and even if you are, it gets in there. This message, when it's repeated over and over again, gets in there. And then, you know, you have the natural things. I like to say that, you know, the beauty industry is high school that never stopped, you know? In high school, you're figuring out your pecking order, and you're figuring out who's who, and you're finding your social place. And it's like, you know, high school just went into the rest of your life. That's supposed to happen, you know, for our culture and our socialization and those kinds of things in high school. But it's supposed to stop. We're supposed to grow out of it. When it comes to beauty, we have been kept in this place of insecurity, this place of not enough, this place of having to keep up with the Joneses, or in this case, the top model. So I think that's really where you're it's starting from.
That's a good way to look at it. You know, I've often heard that Hollywood is in its adolescence, and you know, maybe the whole marketing industry is in our adolescence and kind of stuck there as a representation. You know, it's like, what comes first? Is Hollywood representing us and where we're at, or you know, are they creating us and where we're at? Probably a little bit of both. We need to take a break, and when we come back, there's so much more. You are all going to want to hear what Robin's up to, how it's doing, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of my story too. So please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation, and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Robin Rice, and we are talking about the Stop the Beauty Madness campaign. So I really want to talk about the campaign, Robin, and dig into what you're doing and how people can get in contact with it and get involved and do that. And I have to tell you, this morning I always go into meditation and prayer in the morning and take my show and my guest and the topic there with me and just be with it. And I have to tell you, this morning most people would say, oh, Julie, you're pretty, you know, not defined by cultural standards and the media and what have you, which usually is pretty true. But I have this huge wave of compassion for myself. And I got caught into feeling the madness. I was so in the madness this morning and moved into this place of compassion. And what happened, which was really beautiful for me, was this energy came in of seeing my women role models, because I really didn't have healthy women role models in my life growing up. I don't have that woman elder that's there. And so it really moved into this deep compassion for these generations back, but most intimately that next generation up that, you know, probably was forming a lot of their identity and self-esteem during those times, you know, when those commercials were beginning to form in those 60s and, you know, 50s, 60s and what have you. So are you getting that with other people's experiences? What are you hearing when people start talking about Stop the Beauty Madness?
Well, I'm hearing, well, the first thing that I usually hear is kind of, oh my God, did she say that out loud, right? So these ideas in the ads are somehow things that we've all thought, but somehow people aren't actually saying, right? And so there's a shock to that, to like, wow, that was just, I mean, someone recently said, you know, every single one of the ads, I couldn't find an untruth in any of them, and yet to see them all there. So I think the response is, first of all, just this sense of shock that it's this pervasive, it's this big, and in some way, like, how did we not know? Has been a pretty big response as well.
That's a good response. So let's talk about this, because people are going, ads, what? So
sure.
This Stop the Beauty Madness campaign has these brilliant, amazing visual images, these posts and posters and advertisements, if you would say, that are splashed in this multimedia way on social media and other avenues. And there's been this, I love the selfies, you know, you have the Facebook page and post your own selfie there. And then you had this poetry slam, which was incredible. I enjoyed clicking on every one of those videos and listening. So tell our listeners more concisely, what is Stop the Beauty Madness campaign?
Sure. So stopthebeautymadness.com is where it all hangs out. I created about 27, 28 ads that were all meant to look just like any other ad that you would see in a magazine, but the words themselves are rather shocking. So you have a young girl who's kind of, you know, posing, and it says, what do I want to be when I grow up? Pretty. And you've got a woman meditating that says, Om, do I look fat in this, right? So they're very strong ads, and they're really meant to have you think. And we kind of cover everything. So this is not anti-thin. You know, we have ones that say basically, look, this is my body type. We have older, we have younger, we have everything on there. So that's what really started the program. And I do a social change project every year, as you mentioned in the introduction. And this was this year's social change project. So in addition to that, we did decide that we wanted to do an audio series along with it, which is completely free. Everything's always free in these campaigns. And that's 20 of the frontline leaders. They're voices that have been doing this for a while, that have been talking about the beauty madness for a while. And so there's a that's a sign up, and you get a half an hour interview twice a week for 10 weeks. So that is a piece of it. And then the selfies, we ask people to do as is selfies, whatever makes you feel beautiful. We want that available. And then again, we had our poetry slam contest, and we really wanted to hear from the young people. Primarily do poetry slams, not exclusively, but we really wanted to tap into that that group and ask them, how is the beauty madness affecting you? And as you can see in the videos that they submitted, very, very painfully, and yet their videos are just beautiful.
Yeah, you know, hearing those voices, and there were some middle-aged people in those
poems
too that were beautiful.
Yeah.
But hearing the voices of the younger generations was really powerful too. It was like they're waking to it and they get it.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't know how to get out of it. It's been, you know, it's the water they've been swimming in for so long. They don't know the water's dirty. And the hard thing for me, as I've learned so much in all these interviews and doing all of this, the hard thing for me is that people just don't believe this can change. This is just the way it is. And one of the most tragic things in the research that I've done is that, we all have the women's vote, right? We shouldn't even be thinking about the vote anymore. This was a long time ago. And yet, amazingly, the young women who have no self-esteem, or any woman who has no self-esteem, she doesn't feel inclined to vote. So you don't really have to take away the vote. You just have to create a culture where women are so inwardly focused and so threatened because of their physical appearance that they don't go to the polls.
Mm. Wow, that's a powerful look at the consequences, isn't it? I'm sure there's
yeah.
a lot,
yeah.
you know, as you know, as a healer as well, this is so invasive in so many different areas of our lives. You know, it's
yeah.
this cultural thing, and it's not just relational with other people, but, there's all kinds of pathology that's coming out of this.
Yes. Absolutely. And we turn on ourselves, right? So if you ask any given woman if it's the culture, she's more likely to tell you, no, I'm just lazy, or I'm just fat, or I'm just ugly, or I'm... It's so self-focused, and it's designed to do that. It's designed to turn you inward and make you feel less than, so that you don't even realize, wait a minute, you know, 30 different countries shared this campaign, 30 different reporters from 30 different countries, at least, we stopped counting at 30, all over the world, they're saying this is important enough for us to cover. This is not just you.
Mm. Wow, and just to think 30 different countries, we look at this Western culture and you know, what got started over 200 years ago of really following that American dream and looked at, you know, the comparing, the contrasting, the competing, you know, what the ego's done to get there. But when we look at it, it's really all over the planet. It's really sad.
Well, we don't have to go to a third world country to see women who are oppressed. We're oppressed. We just don't know it.
We're oppressed in a different way, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Wow. So how do we cure this, Robin? I know this. You're not going to answer this. I don't mean to put you on the spot. But really, let's just
yes,
talk
yes.
about this. How do
right.
we cure this?
Well, the number one thing is you have to realize that it's not you. This is worldwide. This is women-wide. This is the advancement of our culture. This is what's happened everywhere to women all over the place, right? So this is happening, and it's not your fault. That's big. If you can just understand that one piece, that's big. The second thing I would say, I've got quite a few things that we're working on, but one of the other things I would say is that you can't stop the first thought that goes into your head, right? The first thought that goes into your head is, I look fat in this, or my thighs are too big, or I hate this nose, right? It's so habitual, you can't stop that. But you can choose the second thought. You can learn to choose a second thought, and you can act on the second thought instead of the first thought. That is in your power. This is a jail, right? But the door's unlocked. It's not locked. You know, when we were dealing with civil rights, the door was locked. It was illegal to sit at the white person's counter. This is not that. This is in your power to walk out of the gate.
Wow. As soon as you say that, then I can think of all kinds of different ways to really help women with this, from, you know, turning off TV and radio and not buying the magazines to a lot of really mindful practices, spiritual practices. So when you say the door is not locked, that's really powerful in itself.
It is. It is. And many women will say, well, you know, I shouldn't have to turn off my television. But you can't have it both ways. You can't watch those things, and you can't pretend not to watch the commercials because they're in your view anyway. You can't, you know, you can't say I want all the things the culture is offering and I don't want to feel bad about myself. They don't go together. I wish they did. I wish there was a way, but they go together now.
Nice. Well, you have a lot more ideas, and I want to just even share some of your quotes with the people from the campaign. So we need to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Robin Rice and the Stop the Beauty Madness campaign.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Thank you. Welcome back. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Today we have Robin Rice with us on the Stop the Beauty Madness campaign. And I want to remind you, you can find that at stopthebeautymadness.com. And Robin, before we get back into the beauty madness conversation, tell our listeners where they can find you and your other work. You're doing a lot of amazing things. I know you'll be helpful to some of our listeners.
Absolutely. BeWhoYouAre.com, BeWhoYouAre.com is my main website, and from there you can find everything else.
Excellent. BeWhoYouAre.com, and Robin has a huge social media presence, not only on Facebook, but Pinterest and everywhere else. She's a genius at that as well. Okay, so we have this Stop the Beauty Madness thing, and so the beauty madness thing, I love how you said we're done competing, done with comparing, and done with playing the ugly beauty game. And I have to tell you, I want to get personal again. So yesterday, I was at a big meeting, and I was one of the presenters, and I was feeling pretty good about myself and who I am and what I do, and I love being in that element. And yet, what happened was, after my presentation was over, I went to change my clothes, and I got this flooding thing of noticing the fluctuations in my weight again. And I have to tell you, I've had these fluctuations, and I've never really put it into the beauty madness game yet. There's medical things happening with hormones and allergies that I never knew of. But I have to tell you what happened, Robin. I also, I succumb to the beauty madness because I really don't want the new age guilt as well. I don't want to blame it on a medical thing. I don't want to think about my weight. I don't want to think about any of that, but I do. And it was so difficult. So I not only got the beauty madness thing going yesterday, but the new age guilt of my mind body should be able to do something with with this condition and this state of being right now. How do we wrestle with this? What do we need to do?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of studies that show that being overweight is not unhealthy, not for everybody. And that's shocking to most people. We have become so clear that there's only one body type, and it's usually the yoga type of body, you know, that is healthy. And everything else over that is unhealthy. And that's simply not true. And that you're never going to see that in the media. You're never going to see that in people trying to sell you things. But the reality is that you could be very healthy, right? Hormones are supposed to happen at your and my age. My hormones are happening. Your hormones are happening. It's going to happen. This is normal, right? Staying size 6 for your entire lifetime, or 4 or 2, you know, is not necessarily going to be the vast majority of normal experiences. So the first thing is that you have to challenge the premise of whether or not you really are unhealthy and whether you really aren't just you. Like, if this is just what your body does and in your size and who you are with your body size, which is a huge, huge, huge shift for most women, right? It's like, whoa, are you kidding me? Maybe, like, it's not wrong for me to be here?
Yeah. You know,
that's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, and it is so mind-blowing. This summer, one of the things I've really intentionally implemented in my life, you know, just consciously, I've really paid attention to being in my body and feeling really good in my body and feeling good water skiing every week and feeling good walking clear across town and back and feeling good on my bicycle driving around the lake, you know, really trying to feel good, experiencing my body and not how do I look in my body.
Right.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, when you're at the lake and everybody's in swimsuits and what have you, it's not always easy. But I think, so it's easy to say that for a 50-year-old. So what are we going to do for our 20-year-old and 30-year-old daughters?
Well, one of the things I think is really critical information to get out there, and by the way, I think we're going to do a Kickstarter to do an educational film. Remember those old-fashioned educational films, the kinds of things that you should be seeing in high school but you aren't? We're probably going to do something with that. So, but one of the things that you have to understand is that the woman who is size 2 and size 4 and size 6 is suffering as much as you are, if not more. I have talked to them. They are terrified of gaining weight. They are terrified of losing the only thing they think is their clout. They are terrified of losing their job if they're in the media. This is an absolutely every size issue. It is not just for someone who doesn't fit the bill. And that was news to me. I did not realize that. I mean, when we tell our, you know, our slim sisters, you know, you're the enemy, you're so lucky, you don't have to worry about anything, then their lives and their challenges, which are every bit as real and every bit as tied into the beauty madness, whether they want to admit it or not, then we invalidate their truths and their pain as well. So the first thing I would say is yes, you can be an overweight by cultural standards. You know, in the Beauty Madness series, the Frontline Voices, we've used the word fat. We're taking the word fat back. It's like tall or blonde, okay? And there is no actual dividing line for it anyway. But if you are fat, if you are overweight, if you are whatever at a younger age, it's going to be very painful. But don't assume that your thin counterpart is not also in her own pain. It's a different angle, but it's the same stuff. And when you can understand that, when you can really look at that, you can begin to see the real problem isn't her and it isn't you. It's all of it. That helps.
Yeah, you know, that tragically it reminds me of what happened in our world yesterday with Robin Williams, because it doesn't matter how much fame, it doesn't matter how much money, it doesn't matter how much anything that's outside of us that's measuring us. It's really about connecting with that spiritual essence of who we really are and expressing it freely.
Right.
Freely.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we've got so many.
And I can promise you, on the other end of your life, like when you're dead, you'll be thin enough eventually. I mean, I don't mean to joke about it like that, but really, on the other end, it's like we're all going to go to the same place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it needs to be okay to be the size that you are. I've been the size that I am, which is probably a size 12, like something around there, my entire life since I was 13 years old, right? I haven't changed very much, barring pregnancy weights and some fluctuations. I haven't changed very much my entire life. One day I just woke up and I said, you know what? It's probably not ever going to change. You know, at some point you think about it, you go, you know, this is pretty much me, right? So what are you going to do when you are face to face with this is me? And how much of your life are you willing to trade? How much of your future are you willing to trade? Because it takes energy to hate your body. It takes energy to feel bad about yourself. How much of your life force do you want to trade to this conversation? And are you just sick of it? And can you just tell yourself, thank you for voicing up, you know, whatever, my thighs are too big, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, that there's so much truth there. I sat with a client this morning who said, I think about food and my relationship to food and my relationship to my body almost every hour of the day, like literally around the clock. And and she had this realization of all the energy spent obsessing about that.
Yes.
It's amazing. So you have some... this offering, the social change piece, and the ads are brilliant, but this e-course sounds like it would be really helpful for our listeners. Tell us more about the e-course. When did it start? When does it start? We have about just a few minutes before break. Let's talk about that.
Yep. You can start it at any time. It'll start in your inbox. It's an auto series, so it'll just come into your inbox twice a week. This is why this is so valuable. One, you will learn things. I learned things I had no idea, and I thought I was pretty educated about all this, right? So you'll learn things. But more importantly, when you hear this over and over and over again, you begin to actually create traction in not having it obsess you 20 times a day, 20 times an hour, right? And not have the obsession take over you. This is what we have to do. We have to fill our minds and our thought processes with something else, or your old stuff is just going to keep running.
Mm. So is it like a choice? It's not like a, you know, yeah, we can play the affirmations and all of that. But I like how at the beginning of the show you talked about the second thought.
Yes.
Can have just as much traction as this choice. Wake up every day and make this choice. Wake up in the moment. Be really mindful and make this choice.
Yes. You can talk back to this voice. I learned that a long time ago. You can talk back. The voice can say, you look fat, or you look ugly, or you look old, or you look whatever, right? And you can say, thank you very much for your opinion. And I'm choosing to remember that this beauty madness is worldwide and all women wide, and it's not just me, so you can just kind of go to sleep right now. And you can act on that second one. And the more often you do, the longer that second choice has a moment to take root in you, the more you make choices on it, the more it builds.
Nice. This is brilliant. Okay, I love this campaign. I'm going to remind you, listeners, there's this free e-course going on. There are, on the Facebook page, there's selfies that are posted. There are the ads. You can find them on the page. You can find it on Facebook. You can find them on Pinterest. You can find a lot of other amazing things on Pinterest. I do want to say, Robin, there's some really cool things that are pinned on Pinterest and at the Facebook page. So this is StopTheBeautyMadness.com. We're talking with Robin Rice. We have one more segment. Make sure you come back. We will be back in just a minute.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Thank you.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Robin Rice on the Stop the Beauty Madness campaign. I want to remind you, you can find that at stopthebeautymadness.com. And you can also find the rest of Robin's work at bewhoyouare.com. And please stay connected with us all week on the Facebook page. Stay connected. We'd love to hear your comments and engaging in these conversations all week. And so I appreciate everybody connecting and sending messages and notes and emails. So thank you for that. And visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, thedrjulieshow.com, for upcoming guests and to connect with all the archives for the past. So, Robin, there are some really important things I really want to make sure we cover again. And one of my personal ones is the spiritual essence of this problem and really connecting in spiritually. I just want to say one thing about that, but then I want to go to the science, too. There's a spirit and a science to this thing with really our brain patterns and how we function. But the one thing that I think is so helpful is compassion for ourselves and for each other. And when we can go into that deep place of compassion, like I said, I really had this huge energetic shift this morning when I was having compassion for my mother, my mother-in-law, my stepmom, and just those people in their lives of what they've had to do as well. So let's talk about the spirit and the science. What do you want to say about that?
Well, I mean, as you know, I'm, you know, the spiritual side of me is my life, right? So I don't, you know, share that widely in a program like this because it's not necessarily, you know, the front running piece of it, but it's, you know, why I do it. It's the spiritual side. I've, you know, I had awakening experiences and I've had, you know, I teach, you know, spirituality. So I obviously believe this is critically important, is our awakening. And I believe, you know, that this can help us awaken when we see our pain and when we can awaken from that. But we also, you know, when I had my awakening experience something like 15 years ago, I still had all my brain synapses set to fire to Robin's old life, right? Those were still all programmed from all of that. So we have to understand that our spirituality won't necessarily cure this. And it's not a failure of our spirituality if our brains are still set to these old, you know, tunes. I mean, we can, you hear a jingle from an ad from 30 years ago and you can sing it. It's still in there, right? So in the same way, these old ideas are still in there. They're going to set up to fire. That isn't a failure of your spiritual life. That is just a different aspect of things that you're going to have to work with, a different way that you have to work with things.
Mm. So how are we going to work with that programming? I mean, that's a huge question. We could do a whole show on that. But
exactly.
Is there anything that the, like through the e-course and other things, are you teaching that piece as well?
Well, no, I'm not teaching that. I'm just exposing you to more and more thoughts, more and more people who think differently because the culture doesn't talk about these other ways of thinking and the other research that's out there. But from a standpoint of, you know, I teach training your brain. It's one of the things I teach. And we have to, again, it's that second thought. It's that what do I actually believe and how do I get that into my habits and how do I get that into my patterns? There's a lot of different ways in which we can get in there and interrupt those thoughts. We are not our thoughts, right? Our thoughts are the pre-programmed part of ourselves in most cases. Sometimes we have original thought. Let's hope we do. When we're creating especially, we have original thought. But a lot of it isn't original thought. So just understanding that you're not what you think about, right? What you think about is largely pre-programmed. We are organisms that are magnificent but largely, you know, largely habitual. So understanding that and then starting to work with the habits of just how you think about things. So you know, expose yourself first of all to other ideas. Well, what if size 12 isn't fat or quote unquote fat or quote unquote unhealthy? What if size 12 is normal? What if it's perfectly fine? What if you eat well and you eat decent foods, you're just as healthy. If you challenge your own thoughts, if you challenge your inner thoughts, on a regular basis, you can start combating these things and actually enjoy your life more. I've been so freed. I mean, just listening to all of the interviews, I've been so freed myself. I thought I was reasonably free, but I'm even more freed. It's like, whoa, here we go. I don't care what it looks like at the beach.
I like that. You know, one of the things that you said on the page was really honoring our deeper truths. And I think that once we wake up to the falseness of what's been planted in our psyche about this, I had a conversation with somebody this morning, like, it's so easy, it comes quicker that we are recognizing when we're out of alignment with that deeper truth. We really can recognize it faster and faster and come back into alignment. And that's kind of what you're talking about here is wake up. What is your truth about beauty and your truth about yourself? And then it's easier and easier to come back into alignment and really enjoy that freedom and that liberation.
It is. And some of the things are really easy. If you sit down and think about it, do you really dislike your thinner or fatter sisters? Do you? For any good reason, do you really dislike them? Do you really have anything against them? Do you have any problem with them? And so why would you discount them on either side, right?
Yeah.
If your heart is about, you know, sisterhood, and yet you're still judging yourself and everyone else against you, there's something incongruent there. So it's an opportunity to say, wait a minute, I love that woman. I don't care if she has six levels of roles, and I love that woman, and I don't care if she's, you know, thin as a rail. You know, I don't care. Why would I care? It's a great thing to practice.
Yeah, you know, the social piece of relationships, I think, is really important in supporting each other, you know, supporting the sisterhood, Robin. I think I remember when I was my thinnest, after I had my babies, when I, you know, really was in a health kick and got really thin, I remember a woman saying to me, I am so glad I know you, otherwise I would hate you.
Yes.
And it broke my heart, but it also then made me not want to be thin and look good.
Well, there's an awful lot of women who are on both sides of that, but we have a lot of women who do fit the standard just because that happens to be their body type and their physical appearance, right? They just happen to be that. And they're ostracized from friendship, right? Mm-hmm. They feel the pain. Maybe they're painfully shy, but nobody believes they have any problems. So nobody reaches out to them. So they stay painfully shy because nobody cared enough to reach out and say, well, maybe she's not being stuck up. Maybe she is having a problem.
Yeah, wow. You know, I'm really glad you're bringing both sides of this story out in the Stop the Beauty Madness, and you're bringing the age piece. You're bringing so many amazing things. Robin, thank you so much for what you bring to the planet. It's amazing, and thank you so much for bringing it to our show today for all of our
listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a delight to have you here, and I hope everyone tunes in and stops over at stopthebeautymadness.com, sign up for that free e-course, and then get on the Facebook page, the Pinterest page, or even follow them on Twitter so that you can have those daily reminders if you're a Twitter person. There's so many different ways to connect with the message and get back to our deeper truths of who we really are. So, again, Robin, it was a delight having you here. I so appreciate it. If there's any one last thing you want to say to our listeners, what would it be?
I would say share the ads, because the more it gets out there, what's really going on, the more it changes for everyone.
Great. And so if you're not familiar with social media and Facebook, get on that Facebook page. It's stopthebeautymadness.com. Click on the share right under it and put it on your own homepage. Share the ones that are really meaningful to you. And when you get on there, there will be some that shock. I agree. There will be some that shock you. So thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate it. I hope everybody gets on stopthebeautymadness.com. And tune in next week. We have another really great show coming up for you. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts, fans from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast, with a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintoit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.